Glenn, right here in New York, where we're talking, I know, personally, half a dozen impresarios dying to present you in concerts all across the country, your pick of locations. They offer to pay you any fee that you name. Why do you deny them all?
Because it's not a very enticing prospect, John. It's a very flattering one, I suppose, but it's not an enticing prospect.
The life of a glamorous concert artist?
Is hideous. Is dead. Is part of the past. I think that that has no relevance to the contemporary musical scene. I don't think it even has very much relevance to the contemporary scene as regards performing music. I couldn't conceive of going back to that life. I was part of it for 8 or 9, whatever it was. Rather unpleasant years, rather traumatic years, years which I did it because I felt it was a very good experience and perhaps necessary in the sense of creating an audience which might perhaps buy my recordings. But it was an experience that I wanted to be rid of and to shuck off as quickly as I could. And when that moment came, I did it. And I think it would be a terribly retrogressive step to retreat back into the embrace of the concert.